Editor. I have written to my NDP MLA, to the Premier, and to the Housing Minister asking them to reconsider passing legislation which will force strata corporations to allow rentals. Force, is the correct word, as many strata corporations and strata owners do not want to have rental units in their buildings. We think of our building as our home, not just our suites, and we should have some say about whether or not we want tenants living in our home. Condo owners should have the choice of who lives in their home just as single-family owners have that choice. No one is forcing single-family owners to rent out suites or basements or spare bedrooms in their homes. Why should condo owners be forced to rent out part of their home? Our building is a community that gets along well and works hard to keep our building well maintained. The owner-occupiers sit on the Strata Council and on various committees. They organize parties, decorate the lobby at Christmas, maintain the library, all because they care about their home. Tenants are not invested in a suite that they are renting, so do not take the same care or interest as owners who occupy their suites. They may be very nice neighbors, but they do not care about the building as owner-occupiers do. Absentee landlords also do not take the same care. In my experience, they do not attend AGMs, do not sit on strata council or on committees, and do not get involved in building activities. If they vote at all, they often vote against levies to pay for needed repairs and maintenance because they do not want to spend any money. You often hear stories from tenant about landlords who do not repair or maintain units. This applies to landlords who own units in a strata properties. We have a no rental bylaw which the owners voted in years ago. We have 4 suites that are rented as they are owned by original owners who are not affected by the bylaw. The tenants are nice people, but the landlords take no part in helping to run the building. One landlord has not even painted the suite since the building was opened in 1996. If we have many more absentee owners, the pool of people for strata council and committees will be greatly reduced. Our management fees will likely increase as the property manager will have to deal with more landlords and handle more tenant paperwork. And strata council members will likely have to deal with more tenant-landlord issues. Tony Joventu of the Condominium Homeowners Association has stated several reasons why he does not think this legislation is a good idea, including how it might affect a strata's insurance. He also does not think it will actually create many more rental units. And the ones that do become available will not have affordable rent. This legislation may also drive up the cost of units as speculators looking for an investment will be bidding against people who are looking for a home. Our units are not an investment, they are our homes. 2,900 vacant condo units are low-hanging fruit that will not do a lot to improve the rental situation. If these owners wanted to rent those suites, they probably would have already have rented them. They wouldn't have bought into a no-rental building if they planned to rent out the suite. Why doesn't the government invest in building rental housing that people can afford instead of forcing homeowners like me accept something we do not want? David Eby does not have a mandate from the voters to pass this legislation. He did not become premier in a provincial election. He became NDP party head by a possibly questionable party procedure. I have voted NDP all my life, but this will be a deal breaker for me. If this legislation is passed, I will not vote NDP in a provincial election again. S. Mansfield.